I'm heading out for a bike ride. Inflate my tires?
Bicycle!
Check. Fat tire bike covered in fur?
Bicycle!
Check. Saddlebag with extra tube, CO cartridge, and emergency dub?
Bicycle!
Check, check, check. I'm ready. The only problem is it's December and cold. And you may be right to think me crazy to ride in these conditions, but then what's wrong with the other 50 people riding with me?
I want to ride my
Well, I think the original idea was to have fun and go for a winter bike ride.
That's Russ Howard with the Rockford Rescue Mission.
And because it's cold and everybody has to be wrapped up, to remind folks that there are a lot of folks who live on the streets or are homeless who struggle during cold weather, so it's to be a great help to them.
In fact, what we're doing here is the Tour de Frost, an annual charity bike ride put together by the Fur Bandits, a Rockford bicycle club famous for riding bikes covered in garish fake fur. The club and this ride is the brainchild of team leader DJ Wilson.
We decided to do something a little different, add fur to our bikes, and it was a big hit, and we decided to do something charitable with the attention.
All the riders made a financial donation to be a part of the ride, and many also donate winter clothes and used bicycles, which the Fur Bandits will restore for the rescue mission.
I think the best thing about going on a Team Fur Bandit ride is that the rides are for charity, they're fun, and we have escorts, which makes for a safe ride.
So says Rockford resident Patrick, talking about ride safety.
Yeah.
In fact, the lead escort vehicle is a van towing a pirate ship like a parade float, complete with Fur Bandit Jolly Roger and masts doubling as bike racks. Safety is a major concern when dealing with a crowd this diverse. Road and mountain bikes being ridden at various skill levels, fat bikes pedaled by guys in clown wigs, were even accompanied by a pair of fully decked out Santas. And our ages? Let's just say we're between 9 and considerably older.
I'm from the mission, just want to say thanks for your riding and the donations you raise. It helps our guests, the folks that we serve, they're homeless and hungry and hurting in the community. It's gonna be a great day for ride, thank you.
Sound of many gloved hands clapping. Everybody's wearing gloves.
But as our pirate crew sets sail down State Street, it's clear the Fur Bandits have a clever solution for keeping automotive traffic from splitting us up.
Where you basically put yourself between the cars and the rest of the group.
It's called corking, and Fur Bandit Josh explained how it works as we pedaled up Fairview Road, one of Rockford's few challenging hills.
It's a technique that was originally kind of came up with through critical mass rides in the 90s. And for a group like this, while we maybe don't want to block traffic as much as we can, we really want to keep everybody together just for the safety of everybody involved.
West on Charles we go, then back to State Street to see the freshly holidayed downtown Rockford, where the sight of 50 furry bike riders on a Saturday seems not to elicit more than a few friendly waves and a rushed selfie or two from the pedestrians. We pedal north on Main until we reach our first rest stop, the Olympic Tavern, where our bikes fill their parking lot and our spandex fills the bar.
What are they drinking there? That looks good. What size is that?
11 a.m. may seem a bit early for a beer, but hey, when you've been riding a bike for almost an hour, as one of the riders pointed out, it's noon somewhere.
That's all right. I'll just get
it.
I love stuff.
This was really the first chance I had to speak helmetless, and I asked Rockford resident Paul what he thought of the ride so far.
Really impressed. We're safer because nobody's going to get too close to us. I mean, even coming down Charles Street, which was a little tight, the cars were respectful, because, and I think part of it's because of the cars at the back and you guys riding down the sides.
I also got a chance to talk to a trio of riders from Madison, one of whom was on a fixed-gear bike, or fixie, as it's known in the hipster circles in which I run. Fixies have no freewheel on the drivetrain, so that means the rider has to pedal constantly. I asked him what the advantage is of riding fixie.
I like the simplicity of it, you know. I like not having to worry about, you know, all the tune-ups and the gears and worrying about something breaking down. it might sound cliche, but you know, you feel at one with your bike, you know?
All that hipster cred comes at a price, of course. Fixies can be dangerous because they don't coast. Most don't even have brakes. His companion rides a fixie bike with a flip hub that can be switched to a single speed.
Yeah, I can coast, I have that luxury. I've done fixed gear on it before, and I ended up bloody.
After some tour de snacking and beering, we were back on the road, mood elevated. 2 years ago on the Tour de Frost, we rode in single-digit temperatures. Last year, we contended with a fierce wind. This year, temps in the 40s and sunny, it felt comfortable enough for the whole family. And after turning east on Harlem, I caught up with 9-year-old Catherine.
How's the ride's youngest rider doing still?
Good.
You think you'll do it again?
Yes.
Climbing the hill on South Perryville, I talked to Fur Bandit Bill. At over 6 feet, Bill may be the tallest fur bandit on solid ground. When you add the additional 4 feet his custom-built furry tall bike adds, he towers over us. I asked Bill what he could see from his vantage.
Well, from the view up here, it's been pretty amazing to see this many people show up for an event in Rockford to benefit the homeless in Rockford. We have a great turnout and great weather. It's been an amazing day.
I'm guessing this bike is much more fun when you're not going uphill like this.
Yes, it does present its own set of challenges.
A few minutes later, we pedaled past the Peak Fitness Club, an indoor athletic facility with a full parking lot and, no doubt, a room packed with men and women on stationary bikes. One of our more obnoxious riders attempted to unsuccessfully rouse the tour in a childish but grammatically correct taunt.
What I'm trying to say is that we are better than they.
Some people just can't handle their endorphins. At Riverside and Perryville, we stopped briefly at the Rockford Bicycle Company, where owner Skip treated us to cookies and beer, the exact snack Santa would want if Santa ditched the sleigh and rode Fixie. In fact, our two Santas tucked right in.
All right, we're back on State Street. This is the final mile of the ride. We're crossing Mill Road. There's an Aldi's. Did you guys know there was an Aldi's in Rockford? When did that come in? A couple of years? Rockford's really making a comeback.
Finally, early afternoon, our happy and bedraggled group of selfless peddlers completed the loop. Back on State Street, we chained our bikes for a celebratory debriefing over pizza and a couple more pints at Oscar's Pub. Rider Scott talked about the differences between this ride and so many others.
Let's get into the aero position and go fast.
Oh,
well,
right.
Well, here, it's
let's have a chat.
And right. Let's meet some new people and eat way more than we expended in energy on the bike ride.
That's
so I'm going
Rockford
home,
way.
Going home quite a bit heavier than I arrived.
Fur Bandit Max was pleased.
This is maybe the first ride we've ever done where we had no cars that honked angrily at us. There was a ton of support honks. Sometimes it was on Perryville where it gets a little hilly, gets spread out, but everybody stayed together, everybody looked out for each other, and the cars were not trying to kill us today.
Second time rider Paul added,
next year if we could get Tim Hansen and the mayor riding with us to actually see what the roads are. Overall, not too bad a shape, but Charles Street is kind of tough.
I hope His Honor and the Public Works Director are listening. In the end, as one rider told me, we started out high-minded grown-ups doing a charity ride, but ended up back as the children we once were, just riding bikes with friends, a big pack of kids being silly and having fun. As young Catherine put it,
what's the best part of this ride?
Probably the bike riding.
You didn't enjoy the drinking at Olympic Tavern?
No.
The bike riding indeed. With 56 registered riders, we pedaled a total of 23.7 miles, raised a bunch of money, collected winter clothing, and received 11 donated bicycles to restore. Along the way, we hit two bars, one bike shop, ate a ton of pizza, drank lots of beer, and best of all, made new friends we'll be seeing on the trails, and to whom we'll be shouting, "On your left!" as we pass, leaving them to wonder, who was that handsome furry rider? For WNIJ, this is Dan Lipman.